20 people died of all-cause mortality among the 22,000 recipients in Pfizer's vaccine group versus only 14 in the numerically comparable placebo group. Pfizer was evidently so alarmed by the total number of deaths in its vaccine cohort that it only disclosed them in fine print buried in the body of its report. That means there were 42.8% more deaths in the vaccine than in the placebo groups. Under FDA guidelines, researchers must attribute all injuries and deaths among the study group during clinical trials to the intervention, the vaccine, unless proven otherwise. Under this rule, the FDA must assume people who take the vaccine have 42.8% increased risk of dying. This 6-month safety report was so damning that it should have closed the case against this vaccine, but captured FDA officials nevertheless gave Pfizer their approval. The broken VAERS system and the mainstream and social media all conspired to conceal the evidence of the crime when vaccinated Americans began dying in droves, and CDC implemented its own retinue of enshrouding machinations to cloak the real-life carnage. Did U.S. cases and deaths drop after the national vaccination campaign began? Dr. Fauci and the vaccine lobby began an opportunistic campaign of deception by claiming credit for their jabs when COVID-19 deaths dropped precipitously in mid-December 2020, just after the vaccine rollout began. But the first Pfizer jab had reached only 27 million Americans, about 8% of the population, by February 1st, and according to the CDC, the jab takes at least 60 days to provide protection. So vaccines had little, if anything, to do with the drop. By mid-April, only 31% of Americans were vaccinated, and even by June 15th, only 48% had been jabbed. The January drop-off was probably from natural herd immunity, thanks to the spread of natural infections over the previous year, and widespread use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine following Pierre Corey's December 5th Senate testimony, and the proliferation of 6 nationwide telemedicine clinics and several large networks of independent physicians that began early treatment of about 1/4 to 1/3 of all new infections in January. Americans wouldn't see the true impacts of vaccines on U.S. mortalities until summer. But let's look for a moment at what happened in other countries with faster rollouts, less guileful regulators, and more scrupulous data collection and reporting. International databases, infection increases following COVID vaccines. Virtually all the countries that implemented rapid and aggressive COVID-19 vaccine campaigns experienced dramatic spikes in COVID infections. This documentation of increased susceptibility to COVID among highly vaccinated populations hints at the onset of the dreaded pathogenic priming in the months following mass vaccination. Gibraltar. The world's most vaccinated nation, Gibraltar, aggressively inoculated its 34,000 inhabitants, achieving 115% coverage. Officials also vaccinated Spanish tourists by July 2021. In December 2020, prior to the vaccine rollout, Gibraltar's health agency had experienced only 1,040 confirmed cases and 5 deaths from COVID-19. After the vaccination blitz, the number of new infections increased fivefold to 5,314, and the number of deaths increased 19-fold. Malta. Malta, another of Europe's vaccine champions, administered 800,000 doses to its 500,000 inhabitants, achieving vaccine coverage of nearly 84% over 6 months. But beginning in July 2021, the epidemic and fatalities surged, forcing the authorities to impose new restrictions, and to admit that vaccination cannot shield the population from COVID. Iceland. By July 2021, Iceland vaccinated 80% of its 360,000 inhabitants with one vaccine and 75% with two. But by mid-July, new daily infections had risen from about 10 to about 120 before stabilizing at a rate higher than the pre-vaccination period. This sudden recurrence convinced Iceland's chief epidemiologist, Thorolfur Gudnason, of the impossibility of achieving herd immunity through vaccination. "It's a myth," he publicly declared. In Iceland, people no longer believe in herd immunity, according to oncologist and statistician Dr. Gerard de Lépine. Belgium. By June 2021, Belgium had vaccinated nearly 75% of its 11.5 million population with one jab and 65% with two. However, by the end of June 2021, new daily infections had risen from less than 500 to nearly 2,000. Belgian health officials acknowledged that the current vaccines cannot stop COVID nor protect Belgium's citizens. Singapore. Singapore vaccinated nearly 80% of the population of 5,703,600 with at least one dose by the end of July 2021. But in late August, the country faced an exponential resumption of the epidemic. Daily cases increased from about 10 in June to more than 150 at the end of July and 1,246 cases on September 24th. Britain. By July 2021, the United Kingdom had inoculated over 70% of its 67 million Brits with one shot and 59% with both. Nevertheless, by mid-July, Great Britain was suffering 60,000 new cases per day. Faced with record viral surges, Britain's leading vaccinologist Andrew Pollard, leader of the Oxford Vaccine Group, acknowledged before Parliament, "Collective immunity through vaccination is a myth." Even more worrying, British data compiled by Will Jones for the Daily Skeptic from August 2020 show a negative vaccine effectiveness of -53% for the over-40 age group. Reported infections are highest in the double vaccinated. This means that fully vaccinated individuals from this age group experienced a 53% higher reported infection rate than the unvaccinated that month. Rather than preventing cases, the vaccine may be enhancing transmission. This disproportionate number of vaccinated persons who seem to be sickening and dying strongly suggests that the world is beginning to see the predicted expression of pathogenic priming. Israel. Israel, champion of the Pfizer injection and pioneer of draconian mass vaccination mandates, inoculated 70% of its 9 million people with at least one shot and nearly 90% of those at risk with two by June 2021. Israel, which formerly boasted itself the template for ruthless vaccine efficiency, is now the global model for vaccine failure. The epidemic rebounded in Israel stronger than ever in July, with a national record of 11,000 new cases recorded in a single day, September 14, 2021, surpassing by nearly 50% the previous peaks in January 2021 during the outbreak following the first Pfizer injections. On August 1, 2021, the director of Israel's public health services, Dr. Sharon Alroy-Price, announced half of all COVID-19 infections were among the fully vaccinated. Signs of more serious disease among fully vaccinated are also emerging, she said, particularly in those over the age of 60. 68 nations, and 3,000 U.S. counties. An October 3, 2021 study by scientists at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health compared vaccination rates for 68 nations and 2,947 counties across America as of September 21st and compared them to COVID-19 cases per 1 million people. Their report concludes that nations and counties with higher vaccination rates do not experience lower per capita SARS-CoV-2 cases. Pathogenic priming. COVID vaccines are linked to increased deaths and hospitalizations. By August 2021, Dr. Fauci, the CDC, and White House officials were reluctantly conceding that vaccination would neither stop illness nor transmission, but nevertheless, they told Americans that the jab would, in any case, protect them against severe forms of the disease or death. It's worth mentioning that HCQ and ivermectin could have accomplished this same objective at a tiny fraction of its price. Dr. Fauci and President Biden, presumably with Dr. Fauci's prompting, told Americans that 98% of serious cases, hospitalizations, and deaths were among the unvaccinated. This was a lie. Real-world data from nations with high COVID jab rates show the complete converse of this narrative. The resumption of infections in all those countries accompanied an explosion of hospitalizations, severe cases and deaths among the vaccinated. Mortalities across the globe, in fact, have tracked Pfizer's deadly clinical trial results, with the vaccinated dying in higher numbers than the non-vaccinated. These data cemented suspicions that the feared phenomenon of pathogenic priming has arrived and is now wreaking havoc. Gibraltar. Following its pioneering world record vaccine rollout, Gibraltar saw an immediate spike in deaths, suffering 2,853 fatalities per million inhabitants, a European per capita mortality record. During the first days of the rollout, which began with senior citizens, some 84 elderly died immediately after vaccination. Gibraltar's shell-shocked Governor General said it was the largest mortalities ever suffered in the nation, exceeding even those endured during World War II. England. Over a period of 7 months, preceding October 2021, some 60% of those 2,542 Brits who died from COVID were double vaccinated. Of people hospitalized in the UK for COVID in the last 7 months, 157,000 were double vaccinated. There were more per capita deaths among the fully vaccinated than the unvaccinated. The UK government's latest Office for National Statistics report on mortality rates by COVID vaccination status shows that for age-adjusted mortality rate, the death rate by October 2021 was higher among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. Wales. According to October 2021 data from public health officials in Wales, UK, vaccinated individuals accounted for a shocking 87% of all new COVID hospitalizations. Only 80% of Welsh were then fully vaccinated. In other words, only 13% of severe cases that required a trip to the hospital were unvaccinated, suggesting that those who have taken the experimental vaccine are more likely to experience adverse reactions and become hospitalized from COVID-19. Scotland. In Scotland, official data on hospitalizations and deaths for October 2021 showed 87% of those who had died from COVID-19 in the third wave that began in early July were vaccinated. Only 70% of Scots were at the time fully vaccinated. Israel. In Israel, an increase in hospitalizations accompanied the epidemic's ferocious resumption. The vaccinated represented the majority of those hospitalized. By the end of July, some 71% of the 118 seriously and critically ill Israelis were fully vaccinated. This proportion of seriously ill people vaccinated is much higher than the proportion of fully vaccinated people, 61%. According to Israel's official report, August deaths were more frequent among fully vaccinated patients, 679, than among non-vaccinated patients, 390. Belying official claims of a protective effect of the vaccine against dying. On August 5, 2021, Dr. Kobi Haviv, director of the Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem, reported on Channel 13 News that 95% of severely ill COVID-19 patients are fully vaccinated, and that vaccinated Israelis make up 85 to 90% of COVID-related hospitalizations overall. As the double vaccinated overwhelmed Israeli hospitals, the government announced in August a new plan for coping with its pandemic of the vaccinated. Israel said it will update its definition of full vaccination to require 3 or even 4 injections. "We are updating what it means to be vaccinated," said Israel's COVID czar, Salman Zarqa. Vermont. Vermont is America's most vaccinated state. On October 10, 2021, with 86% of its citizens fully vaccinated, according to COVID Dashboard, Vermont officials nevertheless reported the largest rate of infections ever and revealed that more than 3/4 of Vermont's September COVID-19 deaths occurred in the fully vaccinated. Unvaccinated accounted for only 8 of the state's 33 virus deaths that month, and officials declined to reveal whether those 8 were partially vaccinated. A department spokesman explained to LifeSite News that the breakthrough cases may reflect failing vaccine efficacy, as those who died were likely among the very first to be vaccinated. As hospitalizations approached the pandemic peak, September turned into Vermont's second deadliest month during the pandemic, according to the Associated Press. Cape Cod. In my own hometown in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, a CDC investigation of an outbreak in Barnstable County between July 6th through July 25th found 74% of those who received a diagnosis of COVID-19 and 80% of hospitalizations were among the fully vaccinated. COVID resurgence and soaring breakthrough cases have plagued most of heavily vaccinated New England, including Massachusetts, which has a vaccination rate nearly as perfect as Vermont's. COVID-19 cases were more than 4 times higher in the Bay State in September 2021 compared to the previous September. Half the deaths were among the fully jabbed, and with an unknown number among partially vaxxed. New England's COVID vaccine failure reflects an alarming national trend. A September report from the U.S. Department of Defense revealed that 71% of recent cases of those hospitalized for COVID-19 in late August were fully vaccinated. DOD did not explain how many of the remainder were partially vaccinated. Critics suggest that the shocking and predictable rise in COVID death following vaccination is evidence of long-feared pathogenic priming. Officials have offered no other compelling explanation as to why the vaccine consistently precipitates disproportionate injuries and deaths among the jabbed. It is not my intention to resolve this mystery here. If the listener would like to see a graphic representation of what was just discussed, country by country, please go to the Children's Health Defense website. The data trends those graphs illustrate clash dramatically with official narratives. For that reason, you will not see reports about this alarming phenomenon on mainstream media. The Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center collated the data for these graphs. Johns Hopkins is a central support column of mainstream medicine and an aggressive promoter of COVID vaccines in particular. Johns Hopkins has received tens of millions of dollars from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and over $1 billion from Tony Fauci's NIAID and NIH. The Johns Hopkins data, nevertheless, clearly demonstrate that COVID deaths typically spike sharply in country after country immediately after mass vaccination. The South African physicians group PANDA has assembled the Johns Hopkins data for every nation in an easy-to-view video. PANDA's graphs illustrate this frightening dead zone that immediately followed vaccination drives in most of the world's nations. In the U.S., COVID vaccines caused record deaths. Despite CDC's efforts to hide the carnage in the U.S., even the dysfunctional VAERS system has recorded unprecedented waves of documented deaths following COVID vaccines. In 1976, U.S. regulators pulled the swine flu vaccine after it was linked to 25 deaths. In contrast, between December 14, 2020 and October 1, 2021, American doctors and bereaved families have reported more than 16,000 deaths and a total of 778,685 injuries to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, following COVID vaccination. The Europeans' surveillance sites tallied 40,000 deaths and 2.2 million adverse reactions. Due to chronic undercounting by VAERS and its European sister system, those numbers are almost certainly only a fraction of the true injuries. Health workers have administered many billions of vaccines during the past 32 years, yet in just 8 months, the COVID vaccines have injured and killed far more Americans than all other vaccines combined over three decades. VAERS data show the huge spikes, 69.8